Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Omnit Reds broadcast. This is your co-host, Jehu, the Omen God. I would like to thank the listeners that listen to this broadcast. And also I'd like to thank my host, my God sister Sinetra, for allowing me to broadcast my thoughts and also uplifting upon those that's listening. And also, I want to give a shout out to the ancestors. And also, give knowledge to Amun, the creator of the lower self, to the higher self, and to all that's all in the universe. And today's topic would be, what is the unknown realm to come, and does it exist? Now, I'm going to give you the info. Do we know what to expect on this dimensional plane? Will we have our intelligence of awareness? Can we say how things or constructs would be different? Do we have the tools to evolve to the next level? Are we prepared to be as gods or goddesses? Now, when we say unknown, the unknown is dealing with ones who is creating this dimension. On the one who's creating this dimension knows what its reality is going to be. It's just like someone going into a room and it's dark. And when they shed the light onto this room, they can prepare what they want in their room, or they can rearrange what's in the room, or they can put whatever comes to make that room evolve. Now, to those that don't have no open mind, they will not be able to understand this. But to those that try to expand to the next level, they would resonate with their souls and also with their minds. Now, ask yourself, how would you want your next life to be in the future? So for you to do that, you will have to have an open mind, and also you will have to have consistent with intelligence to prepare yourself to go into the next dimension. Now, the next dimension can be whatever that you want it to be, based on your mind settings. Now, those that's being controlled by the system or by the beast or controlled by whatever somebody's saying or what the next man is doing, they cannot think on this level. So this does not pertain to them. Only to those that want to excel to the next level. Like I say, what do we expect on this dimensional plane? Whatever that you want it to be. But once you go into that dark room and shed that light on, you can rearrange whatever you want to rearrange in that dimension. You can put whatever you want that's in your creative thought into that realm. It's like you preparing yourself to go to the future. It's like you're making a future jump. Now, from my personal experience, for me to be into that level, I would have to daily do practice on this. I would have to keep my mind focused. I had to keep my mind balanced, and also I have to pay attention to myself. But at the same time, I can't let nothing outside of myself to distract me of these things. So like I said, your mind has to be open and willing to do this every day. This takes a lot of practice. Now, those that call themselves that have awareness of consciousness, if we say we're gods and goddesses, we have to keep our minds on self. Self is very important. Not about those that's around you or the man that's in front of you or in back of you or from side to side. It's all about you sending yourself. And you got to know where you want to go. But for you to know where you want to go, you got to have vision. In order to have vision of mind, that's why I say you got to develop this concept in your mind and where you want to go. And saying all these things, you would have to be in a state of awareness and consciousness of truth, and truth deals with self. Like I said, most people don't believe nothing that's out of third dimension, but those that came from the outer dimension know there's many life forms that's in the universe. So quite naturally, they're going to have a different view, a different idea, regardless of what someone says, because that's where they came. And by you living so many lives of reincarnation, you know you have a sense of your origin. It's like a call from home on the telephone. For some reason, it's just going to resonate with you, and you're going to know why you were sent here. And you're going to know that you feel out of place because this is not your home. You just know you're just only here for temporary. Like I said, this has to be on a daily practice. And you will have to know where you're going. Like I said, if you don't know where you're going, well, you're stuck like in the mud. You're staggered because you just not on that reception. Now, from my personal experience, I travel to the outer stars every day. But as I travel through the outer stars or the outer dimension, prepare my home. It's just like a person buying a home or have the blueprints of the home. And the one who's building the home or the architect who's building the home got to get the input for those that want the home built. It's the same way with you. You are the architect of the next realm. You are the builder of the next realm. If you want your dimension to have 9 planets, 10 planets, or 2 suns or 1 sun, it doesn't matter. It's your kingdom. So therefore, you don't want to have the tools to construct this dimension. But like I said, your mind has to be in tune with your higher self to carry us through. Like I said, you know, people walking around and looking downward and not looking upward, but at the same time, the truth resides in yourself. But dealing with the low-level people, they deal with the control of other people's voices, other people's ideals, other people's constructs, and other people's dreams. So therefore, they be like viruses, or they be aiding the cause. But those that's not into this mind setting, they're going to take the time, the will, and the force, and patience to get this done on a daily basis. So when the soul jump out the body, it knows exactly where it's going. It has to know where it's going. Like I said, but before where it's going, it's got to get prepared first. It's like if somebody's buying a plane ticket. Okay, so when they take that flight, they know exactly where they're going. But before that, they prepare themselves first. Like I said, this is not for those that don't have no open mind. This is not of those that have doubt and fear, or this is not for those that really don't believe within themselves. And this is not those that worship things outside of themselves. This is for only those that worship what's inside of them that connect to the highest of all the way back to the Creator. Amen. Like I said, we have to study in every way when it comes down to dealing with self. And we got to keep it with self. We got to center ourselves every day. We got to be grounded every day. We got to be not emotional. We can't be into everybody's business and not in our own business. We have to expand on a daily basis. We have to grow on a daily basis. We got to understand on a daily basis or to achieve this. Like I said, once you open that door, there's another world. And like I said, as you build this world, you're going to keep climbing stairs on each different floors. And as you climb before, you're going to run into different obstacles. But as you climb, you can't give up. You have to keep going. But like I said, it all starts with self. And self got to have responsibility. Without responsibility, you're not going to advance like the way you should. You know, the ancestors, they left us certain keys to make us have motivation for things to come in the near future. They left us markers. They left us clues that where we came from. And also they wrote things on stones to make us remember. So when we come back in a little future, that these things will not be lost or forgotten. So it's all around us, but we just got to take the time to do the research and to work within ourselves. So, like I said, we have to be on the up and up. We got to work this every day. Every day. You can't stop. Once you start something, you can't stop. Like I said, it's all about self-control. It's all about learning. It's all about having respect for one another. It's all about being honest with yourself. And you cannot deceive yourself in this process. You can't deceive yourself. You cannot deceive yourself in this process, because that house is built is based on lies and deceit. That house gonna fall. But if that house is based on good ground, it shall stand. Like I said, those that have a soul, let them hear what the soul is saying. You have to be real with this. You have to be true to yourself. Now, another question. Will we have intelligence of this awareness? But if you think about it, if you go to bed every night and if you're conscious, you can take that conscious with you. That means that you are ascending to another level. No matter what dimension that you're going to, you're ascending to another level. Yes, you will have this consciousness with you, because this is something that's being stored in the subconscious or in the soul. Like I said, the more that you stay aware, the more that you can achieve. and the more that you achieve, the more that you going to elevate. And just like a painter, when he paints something, he have a vision first. He have an idea of what he wants to do. And once he has that idea, he put it on paper. Same thing with your mind. Once you construct this into your mind to go beyond the solar system or beyond the universe, you're preparing a house to come. Like I say, you are the architect. You got to build up the foundation while you have the blueprint in your mind. And once you have the blueprint in your mind, then you'll be able to move in once that house is built. Like I say, it's all about moving advanced forward. Not backwards, but advanced forward. And once you move forward, continue on evolving to the fourth, to the fifth, and to the sixth. And who knows how far it goes? We don't know. It's an endless road. So we're always going to be learning amongst the stars, amongst the planets. No matter where we go, we're always going to be learning. Like I said, it's all about being their complete guard or their goddesses. And like I say, we don't know how it's going to be, but like I say, you may have an idea of how it's going to be, but at the same time, but you still can prepare yourself for what's to come. But like I say, your mind has to be open. Your mind has to be in tune to understand this. It's all about vision, patience. It's all about the will. It's all about having the fire to do it. You know, it's all about constructing on a daily basis. It's all about being true to yourself. It's all about passion and devotion of self. But at the same time, it's all about keeping yourself upright, keeping your mind balanced, keeping your physical body in a certain condition, and also about keeping your soul on fire. Like I said, once you ever do these things, you will have no trouble into this. Let nobody tell you that you are strange or you are crazy, or whatever the case may be, or you just out of your mind. It's not about what they say. It's about what you say about yourself. It's all deals with self. Like I say, I've been going through this for quite a while now, so, you know, I know how it is to be on a lonely road in a sense, but truly you're not alone because you also got your lower self that connects to your higher self and also the creator and also the ancestor that's in your blood. So truly you're not alone. But this is something that you're going to have to just deal with on a daily basis. Nobody can actually get away from you. Like I said, it's all about having a universal mind. Your mind got to be fluent. Your mind have to be flexible. Your mind have to go along with the tides. You have to keep this up on a daily basis. You cannot come down on a high heel. You got to stay up. You got to be that bright and shining light, or the bright and shining star within yourself. You got to have the motivation to keep going. No one cannot do the work for you. They can show you the door, but it's up to you to walk in. It's up to you to find out the hidden truth is inside of you. You got to do this on a daily basis. Nobody else cannot do this for you. So, like I said, from my experience, I go through trials and tribulations just like everybody else. But at the same time, I must keep the true knowledge within myself. I must keep going forward. I can't stop, no matter what. Those that have children out there, yes, do the best you can with your children. But if they don't want to, if these things don't resonate with them, there's nothing you can do about it. You just got to keep going. You just have to keep going forward. Because you came here by yourself, and you're going to leave here by yourself. So, like I said, you have to have vision. Vision is very important. Very important. Because it's like you walking, going somewhere, and if your eyes is closed, you're going to run into something. But if your eyes is open, you better see where you're going. It's the same thing dealing with the involvement of the mind. And like I said, the more that you practice this with your mind, the more it's going to get clearer, clearer, and clearer. So, yes, vision is very important. Once you have that vision, that conjunction with also understanding, then like I said, then your mind will be in tune to go into that next dimension. Now, yes, they do have a higher dimensions, but they also have lower dimensions. Those that's on the third dimension, that's locked in a box, you know, they'd be going into a lower dimension. They'd be into their own traps. They'd be into their own downfall. But like I say, but that's what they chose. That's why Morpheus told Neo on the Matrix, you can choose the red pill or you can choose the blue pill. If you choose the red pill, you're gonna unveil the hidden truth that's inside of you. But if you choose the blue pill, well, you can go back to the realm of belief or go back to the realm of illusion or the realm of deceit. But like I said, we all make a choice every day, whether we realize it or not, whether it's conscious or unconscious. But like I say, conscious work with ideas. Subconscious work with emotion. Once you understand these two things have to be balanced, and these two things got to be grounded every day, then you will come to the ultimate understanding of who you are. And you got to do your research. Whether it's externally or internally, you still got to do your balance every day. You got to do your studies on all levels. You just can't just be biased when it comes down to certain information. You have to be ready at all times. You got to be battle ready. And there is a war out there. Those that's of the spirit world, you're going to fight against those that's of the solar world. And those of the solar world have to stay balanced. They have to stay in a certain mindset. No matter what kind of distraction they have, they have to stay in a certain mindset. Now, like I said, on the title, does it exist? Yes. To those that want to excel, those that want to go to the next dimension, those that want to go to the next higher level, yes, it does exist. Because whatever your mind projects, that's what it creates. Or that's what it is based on one's perception or one's reality. But it's on a lower frequency or on a high frequency. It doesn't matter. Everybody creates their own reality every day, whether they realize it or not. So like I said, we must be prepared to be gods and goddesses if we want to make the next evolution of ourselves, a higher evolution of ourselves on a higher plane. And once you keep making these evolutions on a higher plane, then you'll be connected all the way back to your higher self. All the way back to your higher self. So I would like to thank Armin once again for allowing me to do this broadcast and also to put a spark into somebody. And also I'd like to thank the host of Armin. I'm Armin Arrey's show, my God Sister Sinetra. And this is your God Brother Jehu, the Armin God. Like I say, peace to all to those that were able to see this broadcast. It's not to offend anybody of this broadcast. It's all about telling the truth. So it's also about God building. Peace.
Hello, I'd like to see Dr. Slumber, please.
Do you have an appointment, sir?
No, I don't, but tell the doctor it's urgent that I see her.
Well, just one moment. Dr. Slumber, there's a young man out here named... Excuse me, what is your name?
Oh, tell us, Dana Dane.
Thank you.
Well, I walked into the office, what did I see? A well-shaped body with the back to me, sitting in a chair, whipping a white gown. She said,
Dana Dane, won't you please lay down?
She said that she wanted to reveal her face, till my hour was up and I was on my way. Now we got to the matter of why I came there. I said, Doc, I keep having these crazy nightmares. Nightmares of the night. Imagination of reality. Just keep telling yourself to then make believe. She said, relax yourself, won't you tell me once so I can diagnose and see what must be done. I lay back my head, try to inhale, caught my breath, and then I said, well, right one morning I was late for class. Had a fresh pair of friends with Gucci on the glass. Girls, they was talking, dudes, they was talking, so rugged old female I kept on walking. She was on it hard, there was no denying. Should have seen what this female was trying. Grabbing on my shirt, tugging on my slack, pulling on my zipper, boy, I had to hold her back. Word up, doc, on the ultimate. Now if I never saw a creature, this girl was it. I kept on walking, had to leave this place, but she was all up on my breathing in my face. You may think I'm lying, no, it's just a dream. The girl had the baddest breath I'd ever seen. I couldn't think straight, thought I was doomed. Heard the bling, 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 it was time for homeroom. I said real quick, she tried to play it sassy. She almost ran me down, this nasty, fat, nasty. Dipped to the stairs, running blind. Into my homeroom, ran through my mind. Got to the fourth floor, standing in the door. Girlie watching me walk down the corridor. The guys, they were jealous and getting mad. And all the girlie wishing they had that class I had. Got to my classroom, expect to see the teacher. Who did I see that ugly black creature? Fall for a minute, standing in the door. Then it broke out when the girlie went raw. Word him up, doc, couldn't stand the smell. Heard a 3D, but she was fat as hell. I ran out to school, I didn't look back. I tell you, Dr. Slumber, this girl was whack. And that's about the time when I awoke. And I smelled that awful breath that almost made me choke. Now tell me, Dr. Slumber, how can it be that this dream somehow became reality? I can't go to sleep cause I'm so damn scared, cause I keep having these dreams and nightmares. Nightmares of the night. Just keep telling yourself that they'll make believe. She said, listen, Dana, Dana, I think I have the cure, but I have to hear one more before I'll be sure. I lay back my head, try to concentrate. Then I tell her the nightmare about the blind date. Had a blind date with this girl named Anita. The fever's the place I suppose I meet her. So did her body with a vicious butt. How did I know she was a marvelous mutt? This lady I met was as ugly as hell. Couldn't go in the jam with this female. I was tough and hard, she started to wagging. Couldn't let them know I was here with this dragon. Grabbed her hand, dipped the Harlem world. But I left this ugly lady for another girl. Now this other female, her name was Denise. Couldn't get no rest, could they follow the beat? Everywhere I turned, everywhere I looked, there was Anita the beast. She could not be shook. I dipped, I dived, I ran, I thrived. But there was no place that I could hide, cause she was sniffing me out like a hunger bloodhound. Her tail in the air, her nose to the ground. Only thing left for me to do was to set her up with this other dude. Now this other dude, he was real upset, cause this ugly female he didn't want in check. He started acting wild, even called me a faggot. What could I do? He had a choo-choo automatic. I dipped into the crowd, made my way to the door. Bumped into his object and I hit the floor. When I looked up, what did I see? I saw Anita the Beast looking down at me. I couldn't try to play, you couldn't try to pretend. Like the ASPCA, I had to take the dog in. Nightmares of the night. Nightmares, they're right. Cause it's just your imagination, not reality. Just keep telling yourself that they're make-believe. Now I plead to Dr. Slumber, I just can't bear to have another one of these crazy nightmares. Then all of a sudden she turns around, staring at me with that old white gown, with a Catholic smile, showing all her teeth. Was that ugly female, Anita the Beast.